Okay, so Ox Alpha was GLM 5.3 flash the whole time. It was sitting on OpenRouter all week, being the most popular model on the platform, and nobody officially knew what it was.
Which is either a very clever soft launch, or they just wanted real traffic data before committing to a name.
Probably both, honestly. And now it's out under MIT, weights are on Hugging Face, supports SGLang and VLLM, out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, the Ox Alpha reveal is fun, but the thing I actually want to sit with is the architecture. 320 billion total parameters, 18 billion active per token. That's leaner than GLM 4.5 was on active compute, which had 32 billion active. So they went bigger on total capacity and tighter on what fires per token. The attention design is the interesting part.
That's the 1 million token window not just existing, but being usable, right? Like the difference between we support 1 million tokens and we support 1 million tokens without your inference bill catching fire.
Exactly. 2 million token KV caches are still a VRAM nightmare for most people. Index pool is at least a real mechanism for pushing that window somewhere practical.
Okay, I have to flag the obvious thing here. Geffen, we have a bet that resolves in literally 2 days.
Oh, I know.
The original call, mine from episode 867, yours from the same, was on GLM 5.3 base weights, landing by August 28th. Flash weights are already on Hugging Face today. That's adjacent, but not quite the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not counting flash as a resolution. The bet was on the base GLM 5.3 weights, and those still haven't shipped. I said 55 to 45, they don't land by Friday. Still leaning that way. Safety hardening is a phrase that absorbs delays without anyone technically lying about it.
You're kidding me. You're going to hide behind a technicality while they're literally dropping models on Hugging Face today.
That's not a technicality, Edmund. Flash and the base model are different checkpoints. If they ship the base by Thursday, I will hand you the eyebrow in advance, freely and without complaint.
Noted. Okay, the benchmark numbers. DeepSui v1.1, 63.4 versus GLM 5.2's 46.2. That's a real jump. Automation Bench 48.8 versus 26.2.
The jumps are real. The comparison framing needs the caveat the article actually gives. Different harnesses, different context limits, different generation settings. But even granting all that, the delta on Deep Sway is not noise. That's a 17-point move on a benchmark where the spread between frontier models is maybe 15 points total.
66 times cheaper, roughly. And it's MIT, so you can actually take the weights and go. The visual reasoning piece is interesting too. They trained it to look at rendered interfaces, gameplay, 3D output, and then revise based on what it sees. That's a feedback loop that matters for agent tasks.
It's the same pattern we keep landing on. The visual feedback loop is only useful if the agent can actually close the loop on what it did. Whether that holds outside their internal evals, I genuinely don't know yet.
Okay, but the Ox Alpha stealth launch angle. It was the most popular model of the week on OpenRouter before anyone knew what it was. That's not a marketing number. That's developers actually choosing it in production traffic.
No, that part I will grant you fully. Anonymous model, no backing, no PR, just performs, and it topped the charts. That is a stronger signal than any internal benchmark they could have published.
Right, that's the user story. If you're building a coding agent and you need multimodal and you don't want to pay Fable 5 prices, this is now a real option you can actually download.
Weights are at xiorg/GLM5.3/ on Hugging Face. SGLang, VLLM, and token speed all support it for local deployment. That's a reasonable starting point for anyone who wants to kick the tires.
2 days, Geffen. I want that eyebrow ready.
It's always ready, Edmund.